Thank you for calling FM Billing Services. How may I assist you?
Hi there. I'm calling to find out about a balance that I have.
Okay. Could you please confirm your date of birth so I can just pull up your records and see?
What do you need?
Could you please help me with your date of birth?
6/25/1955.
6/20/25, right?
6/25/1955.
Okay, so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, 6/25/1955. Could you please confirm the name?
Vanessa Underwood.
Okay. You're talking about, I believe, is it bill to patient amount, 109.48 cents that you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just allow me a minute. Let me see. Could you just be on hold for a minute or two so I can just go through that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding a line. So, Vanessa, just wanted to make sure that we have already sent to primary. So, primary denied. So, we have sent to your secondary insurance. And secondary insurance stated that it's a deductible amount. So, it will be going to the patient responsibility. So, that how it comes, 109.48 cents.
Did you tell me that Medicare didn't pay it?
No.
Okay, well, Medicare is my primary, so you need...
Yeah, it's a primary.
You need to put that through Medicare.
Of course. First, it was sent to Medicare only. But Medicare denies...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Medicare denied, are you saying?
So Medicare Medicare left the amount, that's how called deductible. So that deductible we have sent to secondary. So secondary denied that this is to patient responsibility. This is billed to patient.
Okay, that shouldn't be. That should not be. Deductibles are all met. That should be covered. So can you give me the information that you have that you put through Aetna and the card that you put it through?
Yeah.
Aetna should not be denying that.
Okay. I have a note here, so let me read it for you. So hence we have connected to Aetna Life Insurance. So she stated that patient is responsible for the payment of 109.48 cents, which is a deductible amount.
Okay. My deductible?
Yeah.
My deductible has already been met. So that's a mistake. So it needs to be put through again and see what happens.
So for that, Vanessa,
do you have the Aetna information?
Yeah, that's only.
Do you have the Aetna? Okay.
That's only statement I have.
Okay. Can you read?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting. Yeah, of course I can read it for you again.
No.
Yeah. So, Vanessa,
if you can read to me who it was submitted to. The number that you have for Aetna.
Okay. Okay, just allow me a minute.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa, we have submitted and you are confirming that you met an amount. So, I will advise you for that you have to contact your insurance. Because this is something left.
Yeah, I already did. Yep. Okay, I already did. They told me to contact you.
Okay.
Again, do you have any of the numbers that it was submitted to?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
On my Aetna insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that?
Perfect.
Okay, can you give that to me, please?
Yeah, of course. I'm just accelerating this call, Vanessa, to my senior. Just allow me a second, okay?
No, for heaven's sake. Hey, Vanessa, this is Rick. How is it going for you today?
Hi, Rick. Can you just give me... I have had some issues with Aetna.
Okay.
And I should not be paying any bills anywhere because my deductibles have been met.
Mm-hmm.
I already called them.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know your billing department put this through my Aetna card. I would like to know what you have on file for my Aetna insurance.
Okay, I can read out
That's
the
it.
Member
That's
ID.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, sure, no worries. I can read out the member ID for you. So the one I have is... A for Alpha, H for Hotel, L for Lima, 2175616.
5 6 6 1 6 1 AHL
217
6616.
Ah,
right?
Give me a minute. AHL 217. So it was 217?
Yeah.
After that? 6? Yeah, because I think I have the wrong member ID over here. If you can please repeat that ID for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you the number I have?
Yeah, the number you have, yeah.
All right. Okay, you have to hold on 1 second because now I have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Maybe I have it right here. Hold on. Who did I send it to? All right. Hold on 1 second.
Sure, no worries, Vanessa. Take your time, yeah.
These insurance calls are so insane. They take me like all day to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One second. Oh wait, I know where it is. F-I. Okay. Here's my number.
Mm-hmm.
A policy number.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's put through.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not using the same server as Aetna use, mm-hmm. uses, it doesn't make its way.
Okay.
So come the new year, I probably won't be using Aetna anymore.
Okay.
But for now,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
AHL 217 5616.
Okay, 217 5616. Okay, no worries. Yeah, I think that's the IG I have on file as well.
You guys have the wrong number.
No, I think I have. Yeah, that's the same ID we have. AHL 217 5616. And I believe you contacted Aetna, right, regarding this deductible charge.
Yeah, I would put that through again if you could.
So what did they inform you? Then we can give them a call again from our side.
I could call them again, but they're just going to tell me that it's all the deductibles are net. I shouldn't be paying any deductibles here.
Okay, so that's what they said, right? That deductible has been made for the year. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. Then we can give them a call and have a reasoning with them for this. If they are saying that your deductible has been met for the year, then yeah, we can give them a call, and we can reach out to you
okay.
on what they say.
Okay, sounds good.
I can get back to you on this by the end of the day. Just give me a minute. Let me see what is the number I have on file. The number I have is contact number 603-770-1279.
Yeah.
That's for you, right? Okay, no worries, Vanessa. Let me just give them a call, and yeah, I can get back to you by the end of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
no worries,
thanks.
No worries, Vanessa. Yep.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.